They promise fun or money, safety or a shortcut. The promise is bold and audacious and not just very good. It's exceptional, or it's not worth listening to. Phish offered its legions of fans a completely different concert experience. The premise of a transcendental evening of live music allowed the group to reach millions of listeners who easily ignored the pablum pouring out of their radios. Phish made a promise, and even better, they kept that promise. Great stories are trusted. Trust is the scarcest resource we've got left. No one trusts anyone. Consumers don't trust the beautiful women ordering vodka at the corner bar. They're getting paid by the liquor company. Consumers don't trust the spokespeople on commercials. Who exactly is Rulalenska? And consumers don't trust the companies that make pharmaceuticals. Vioxx, apparently, can kill you. As a result, no marketer succeeds in telling a story unless he has earned the credibility to tell that story. Great stories are subtle. Surprisingly, the less a marketer spells out, the more powerful the story becomes. Talented marketers understand that the prospect is ultimately telling himself the lie, so allowing him and the rest of the target audience to draw his own conclusions is far more effective than just announcing the punchline. Great stories happen fast. They engage the consumer the moment the story clicks into place. First impressions are far more powerful than we give them credit for. Great stories don't always need 8-page color brochures or a face-to-face meeting. Great stories match the voice the consumer's worldview was seeking, and they sync right up with her expectations. Either you are ready to listen to what a Prius delivers, or you aren't. Great stories don't appeal to logic, but they often appeal to our senses. Pheromones aren't a myth. People decide if they like someone after just a sniff. And the design of an Alessi teapot talks to consumers in a way that a fact sheet about boiling water never could. Great stories are rarely aimed at everyone. Average people are good at ignoring you. Average people have too many different points of view about life, and average people are by and large satisfied. If you need to water down your story to appeal to everyone, it will appeal to no one. Runaway hits like the Live Strong fundraising bracelets take off because they match the worldview of a tiny audience, and then that tiny audience spreads the story. Great stories don't contradict themselves. If your restaurant is in the right location but has the wrong menu, you lose. If your art gallery carries the right artists but your staff is rejects from a used car lot, you lose. If your subdivision has lovely wooded grounds but ticky-tacky McMansions, you lose. Consumers are clever, and they'll see through your deceit at once. And most of all, great stories agree with our worldview. The best stories don't teach people anything new. Instead, the best stories agree with what the audience already believes and makes the members of the audience feel smart and secure when reminded how right they were in the first place. Telling a story badly, the plight of the telemarketer. It's 5:30. I've got 3 pots boiling on the stove and dinner is in 20 minutes. The phone rings. A quick glance at the caller ID screen shows me a number and an area code that I'm not familiar with. The text ID says AAA Teleservices. I'm already telling myself a story. The lie I'm telling myself isn't pretty. It's a detailed monologue about someone trying to steal my time, to rip me off, to deal with me dishonestly. I remind myself that even answering the phone puts my number on a list of names worth selling to someone else. Still, I take a chance. Hello? My story is confirmed in less than a second. First, I hear the telltale click of a dial-ahead computer-aided system passing me off to the next operator in line. Then I hear the unique bustle and background noise of a boiler room operation. Before the operator even opens his mouth, the story is previewed, told, and sold. I'm not interested. For research purposes, I hang on instead of hanging up. The operator starts giving a pre-written speech. He doesn't stop for at least 10 sentences. He's reading a script, and he's not doing a particularly good job of it. The words don't match his unsophisticated tone of voice. I'm long gone, of course, but the final straw is when he starts saying things that are patently and transparently untrue. I'm with the New York State Police Chiefs Association, and we're raising money for the Benevolent Fund. Is it any wonder that more than 50 million people signed on to the Do Not Call registry in just a matter of weeks? If a telemarketer has a story to tell, most of us don't want to hear it. Telling a story well. Keels, since 1851. About 20 years ago, long before online shopping, a colleague in Boston asked me to stop by Keels since 1851, an obscure drugstore in Manhattan. She explained that it had a special skin lotion she loved, and always eager to please, I volunteered to head a few blocks out of my way one day to pick some up. I walked into the store not knowing a thing about Keels, but curious about why someone would insist on a skin cream only available 200 miles away from home. The first thing I saw when I walked into the tiny store was a Ducati motorcycle and a tiny, working, stunt airplane. Now I was officially intrigued. Why was this expensive real estate devoted to housing items that clearly had nothing whatsoever to do with skincare? The rest of the store was just as interesting. The rough-hewn floors were at least 100 years old. The staff was far better trained than I'd ever expected to find in a drugstore. The labels were filled with information, and each item was lovingly displayed. The message was loud and clear. This is the work of a person, a unique individual, not a corporation. Only a person would waste so much space on his hobbies, and it had to be a him, it seemed to me. Only a person would be so persnickety about the formulas and the labels and the making everything just right. In a marketplace filled with anonymous competitors, this was the real deal. Genuine cosmetics made by someone who cared.